So, Frank, you're familiar with Bozeman. I know you're a lurker.
I'm a lurker, yes, sir.
And you know that there's a lot of guys, DIY, hardcore guys, that will, if they haven't already, they will hunt Alaska at some point in their bow hunting career. Any tips for them about bow hunting Alaska? You know, like, if you're a beginner looking to bow hunt Alaska, like, what tips would you give them?
What I tell them is it's just like anything else in life. It's just like hunting in the lower 48. You know, the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. The more research you do, the more reading about it and getting on the computer and reading the bow site forums and all the threads on the different unguided hunts and stuff that people post and have tons of good information on the bow site. Just networking with all the different bow hunters is probably one of the best things to kind of get you on the right track coming up here. And then, you know, to pick a species is not super difficult. Like a, you know, caribou hunt up on the Dalton Highway, there's a lot of threads on your bow site about that. Or maybe a Kodiak Sitka blacktail deer hunt, something that's not, you know, over the top, that you know, just to get your feet wet up here in Alaska and come up here and see what it's like. And you know, maybe not come up here on a moose hunt on your first hunt, come up here and hunt a caribou, or come up here and hunt a deer, maybe a black bear hunt down southeast. I know there's a lot of talk on the bow side about southeast black bear hunting. So, and then once you start coming up to Alaska, you learn more and you start networking more, and then you can go to the species that are a little bit more difficult, like, you know, trying to get a big moose and figuring out where to go for that and how to do it and the logistics. The logistics up in Alaska is a lot harder than the lower 48. It's, you know, everything's, all the good hunting's pretty far away from where I live and Anchorage. I mean, the further away you get, of course, the better the hunting is, because there's less pressure and less people. So it's not like hunting in the lower 48 where you can go hunt every evening after work for a couple hours, go get in a tree stand or go stalk it up in Alaska. Everything's got to be planned out pretty far, and just to get to where you hunt, you're going to start hunting, could take days. You know, airline flights and bush flights and planes and boats and so forth. So yeah, just networking and it's like anything in life. You know, the more time and work and effort you put into it, the more successful you're going to be.